Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Those Darn Guys Who Happen to Be Therapists. I'm psychologist and e-therapist Dr. Jim Weaver, along with psychotherapist Hughes Kraft and couples therapist Dr. David Sanford, and we will be boldly going out into the podosphere once again where no therapists have gone before. Or failing that, hopefully putting the fun back in dysfunctional and bringing some insights into the issues of life, love, and the search for a decent relationship. And I think Dr. Kiefner is involved with a little bit of an emergency today, so he may or may not be joining us later. That's Dr. Mark Kiefner, the clinical director of Bayside Neuro Rehabilitation Services, who usually brings us some cutting-edge brain research called A Minute on the Mind. So, hello, my darn guys.
Hi there,
good morning, Jim.
Jim.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Hughes.
Hello.
So, this morning we've got the topic of flirting, and quite a interesting topic it is. What shall we talk about that, David?
You want me to launch it, right?
I want you to launch it.
Okay. It was my topic. I came up with the topic, as I remember, and I think it's an interesting one because both in my personal life and in working with couples, I've seen a lot of variety of a reaction to the on the part of the other spouse to somebody's flirting, and. I think the fact that there are such disparities there is interesting, too. Mm-hmm. And I also thought maybe it was a rich topic because there are other issues that sort of come out of it, one of which, obviously, is jealousy and the danger of infidelity. So how about if we start with a sort of casual definition of flirting? What do you say flirting is?
Well, I think it's interesting. I think there are two aspects of it. One is, flirting when you're not attached is a way to draw attention to you, to sort of play with somebody else. Talking about humor last time, and in sort of a humorous kind of fun way to attract attention to yourself. Now, when you're single, that seems like a very good and necessary thing to do. I think what you're alluding to, David, is that it gets kind of problematic when you're already in a relationship. And then what's the purpose of flirting? Why are you trying to draw attention to yourself? Why are you trying to kind of get a special little relationship with somebody? So I think that brings up questions and issues.
Anthropologists suggest that flirting is a real necessary part of our socialization behaviors, in that, you know, if we didn't flirt, we may have never found the opposite sex. You know, that there is this
right.
Kind of, you know, imagine a peacock, you know, with his big tail out there swooning yeah. around trying to attract a mate. So underneath of it all, there's a very important socialization, anthropological aspect to it. But my definition that I looked up around flirting is indicating, and this is kind of real, just kind of, you know, Webster Dictionary, but indicating interest or gauging the other person's interest in a relationship, romantic or sexual. You know, that's, you know, I hear David, whether there's a line there that's, it can lead into some unhealthy stuff if you're already kind of in a relationship or married, where it could take you, especially at the end of that definition.
I think that's stuffy of Webster's dictionary. I really do. It just sounds so musty somehow as a definition of flirting. I mean, you ask what the purpose of flirting is. I think another question, Jim, you did. I think another question is, what is flirting an expression of? Mm-hmm. And I like to flirt. I really do.
Oh, now it comes out.
That's right. Right at the beginning of this article, I should state, you know, for whatever they say, it's, you know, for honesty or whatever, that I enjoy flirting. And to me, flirting is, well, between, let's say, flirting between a man and a woman, and speaking for myself, flirting is an expression of the fact that I'm aware of you sort of being aware of me as a man, and I'm aware of you as a woman, and we're just doing this little play thing. This little play thing around it, and we have a relationship at the moment, but it's a very, I mean, it could be almost a momentary, not exactly momentary, but definitely a sort of a minimal kind of relationship in which there's this little dance, speaking of peacocks and so forth, there's this little dance going on, kind of checking each other out playfully. I think it's an expression of vitality.
Okay.
And, you know, an expression of attraction. So, how about
so if
that?
If I know my, you know, if I'm my neighbor's wife, for example, you know, if I'm flirting with her for 20 years, is that healthy?
My question to you is, well, what's holding you back? 20 years of flirting? Got you guys, sir.
Great talk. Hey, we actually have a question on the chat, and the question is, do intentions matter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would say definitely. And what question is, you know, how do you gauge intentions? Are you really aware of your own intentions? How aware are you of the other person's intentions?
When what does your wife or your husband think your intentions are?
Right.
There's three here, so to speak. Or
absolutely.
Maybe four. You know, there's the other. Well, anyway.
Yeah, are you sensitive to your partner's feelings about that? Are you aware of their feelings? Do you care about their feelings? How do you deal with their feelings if you're flirting with someone? I think there's a serious obligation on the part of anybody who's flirting to be clear about their own intentions and to reassure their partner in terms of why this is safe, because it can easily get dangerous, I think.
Well, it can. On the other hand, here's a debate that I've witnessed more than once in a counseling session. She says to him, when they were walking through the mall together, let's say, and afterwards, or in the counseling session, she says to him, "I saw you. You looked at her." "Oh, no, right. I didn't look at her. I didn't look at her at all. I kept my eyes straight ahead." It goes on from there. And the premise of it, or at least the point of view of the disapproving partner, is that you should not have done that. The verb that's often used is checked out. You shouldn't have checked out that person. So that's not exactly flirting, because it isn't two-way, but it's kind of, it's in the neighborhood.
Right. So, well, I think it would border over into flirting if you winked at that person, maybe. Or something like that, then I think that is flirting. So, but back to your point, I think, men and women both are, alive to the world, and when you see somebody that's attractive, you notice. I think you can be rude and crude about it by, sort of whipping your head around and watching the person go all the way down the lane at the mall. But you know, you have to be aware and noticing that there are attractive people in the world. Now, obviously, there's insecurity on the part of the person. You know, do you think that they're more attractive than me? You know, would you rather be with that person? You know, am I not pretty enough? You know, why aren't you looking at me that way? It can set up some insecurity. And again, it goes back to my point, you know, both in flirting and in noticing someone else, you also have to, you know, be noticing your spouse, be noticing your mate, be noticing your partner as to their attractiveness and you know, what it is you find special and attractive about them.
Aha.
Here's another
important. Just to underline that just a bit. So it reflects on the relationship. I mean, if you take two extremes, you've got a relationship in which the wife or the husband is showered by appreciation and compliments from the now flirting spouse, and at the other end is a couple that hadn't had sex in a year, and neither one of them tells the other that I find you really attractive and is not affectionate. So you could see in a theoretical kind of way that flirting could easily be tolerated in the relationship in which there's plenty of approval and appreciation of the other partner, and flirting could be very threatening in the relationship in which there isn't any.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yeah. Another question from the chat is, in spite of your intentions, can you set in motion something that then gets out of hand in yourself, in the other person? You know, is that something that you might not even have an awareness of or an appreciation of what might be set in motion? You know, you might get back much more of a response from the other person than you had intended. You know, you set up some expectations, false or otherwise, in the other person, and then that has an impact on you. So my answer to that is yes, you can set some things into motion. So, you know, it's something that has some power, and you have to be careful with it.
Yeah, another aspect of that, too, I love the term flirting with disaster. I mean, you know, you don't know what the intended consequences are sometimes. And also, I just want to add in the aspect of teasing, too. I mean, let's say you're kind of flirting with somebody, but, you know, it's not going to go very far, but the other person reads it as, oh, there's full of intention here, and then they may be left kind of wondering what this is really about, you know.
Or they may up the ante with you and be more seductive.
Right.
Yeah.
Or in some cases, it's a kind of a dance that has a certain formality to it, and both people know and understand that, and it doesn't end with "Would you give me your phone number?" you know, or something like that. It's just a momentary dance at a party or something.
Right. I guess my question is, you know, there are certainly some people who can do that, and in fact, I know a world class flirter that is able to do that really well, and it has no implications for her relationship, and you know, the formal rules of that and all that work really well. And it you know, gives her some fun and doesn't threaten her spouse, and you know, it's all positive. But I wonder how many people, and David, it sounds like you're one of those people too, but I wonder how many people really know themselves well enough to know their boundaries and to know their intentions.
Oh dear, sorry.
What?
No. I something about the computer. So everything's okay.
You wonder how many people
know themselves well enough to flirt, so to speak.
Yeah, to know what they're doing when they're flirting. I don't know. I guess you know, I've seen people in my practice too, you know, who have conflicts or questions about flirting, and that's, you know, that's one of the places that I concentrate on is, you know, what's this all about for you, and you know, what are you doing here, and how does that relate
sure.
to your feelings about your relationship, conscious and unconscious. You know, a lot of times it has to do, of course, with insecurity, like you were saying, imposing this on you. But you know, I wanna you know, get some feedback or some shoring up about my attractiveness, my masculinity, or my femininity.
I didn't say that, by the way. I didn't say I want some.
I didn't say that. I said that wasn't imputing that on you.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
I just wanted our fans to understand that.
Yeah.
I just need flirting to feel good about myself.
Are you
right.
flirting right now, Steven?
What?
What?
Nothing.
Right.
I'll bring up a point just around the flirting piece. I, you know, just to pick up where we left off, you know, I think it is important to kind of ask or know thyself around what am I doing this? What's behind it for me?
Right.
Am I comfortable in myself? And am I doing it for fun? Am I just doing it in a social setting? And that's my way of kind of getting some conversation going. Am I totally feel low self-esteem? I need that in order to help define myself and feel good about myself. Do I know where that line is relative to not hurting anybody else?
Absolutely.
Or putting my relationship at risk? I think there's also a dynamic of, you know, geez, if my relationship is suffering, am I flirting as a way of avoiding some issues within my primary relationship? So, you know, I think there is a value to asking the question, what's behind the flirting for me or whatever.
Well, you know, basically, I think you're talking about self-awareness and self-knowledge, and I think that's absolutely true. That it's that flirting is a dangerous thing to do if you don't know yourself and you don't know what your intentions are. And it's a dangerous thing to do if you've got underhanded intentions, like you're pulling a power trip, on your spouse. You're making your spouse sweat while you, you know, pretend to show interest in somebody else when really you're just trying to wound your partner.
Mm-hmm. Wow, psychological warfare there, huh?
Yeah,
I didn't hear that.
It sounds like psychological warfare at some level.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways, it's like, you know, getting in a car and not knowing how to use the brakes. You know, you start something in motion, and you should know, you know, what the rules of the road are to keep you safe and to have good brakes.
I assume from the way you guys are talking that you yourselves do not flirt.
I'm not a big flirter. No. Yeah. How about you?
I'm not a big flirter either. Well, you know, early on, I'm not a big flirter either. I think it has its function early on in a relationship to figure out if the other person's interested in me, and that's my way of expressing interest in them. You know, some of that is verbal, some of it's nonverbal. But if I continue to flirt a long time with the same person, it just seems like I'm never getting anywhere.
Well, it can. If it's fun, I can imagine that there. You know, and I certainly have had relationships like this in the past, where there's a kind of a flirting to it, and it's kind of fun, and you. You know, enjoy that, but clear in me and clear in the other person that, you know, we're not even going close. I mean it's not real. We're not really, you know, we're not really trying to signal something to each other.
I'd like to add in here. I mean, I've been married a long time, so I don't feel like I need to flirt. You know, but I also would ask us to think about it, substituting the word admire in there. I mean, when I do run into a person who I find that I admire a lot, I mean, that could be interpret it as flirting a little bit, but I also kind of see it as really admiring that person, seeing them, you know, being really interested in who they are, lending some humor in there, being really attracted to them for who they are, not for the sexual or the relational undertones.
I think that's a really good point. And I think, well, it's, there is a kind of what I've called flirting, which really is innocence. I mean, it's like two people are aware of a certain attractiveness between the two of them. But personally, I think that that attractiveness can be, you could be attracted to somebody primarily because you really like their spunk and vitality, or because that person draws you because his or her, he or she is very curious person, and you like that the strength of that curiosity. Mm-hmm. So maybe partly because I think I'm being painted here as this sort of lecher.
He's a flirter armor.
If the shoe fits, David.
Ancient lecher that I am. I think I'm going to go with admiration. I'm going to hide behind admiration and put that on.
No, sorry, I'm hiding there first. You can't. There's no room back here.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess you
I want to reassure our listeners that David Sanford is not a lech. I know you well, and I know that's not even in the ballpark.
Yeah, well, the secret me.
Well, oh yeah, I forgot about that secret you. Yeah. Hey, listen, I got another thing on the chat here. It says,
okay.
should you let your spouse know if you're flirting? In other words, you're flirting with somebody out of their perception. And should you flirt with them? And it says, would you do the flirting in your spouse's presence? And if not, what does all that mean?
That is really excellent. My guess is, if you care about your relationship, you don't do anything with anybody else that you're unwilling to tell your partner about. You just don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly if you think that your partner has been, particularly if you have been yourself unfaithful before, and you are engaged in rebuilding the relationship, and it's going to take forever to do that. If you're considerate and loving towards your partner, you don't do anything that your partner doesn't know about that you know would threaten your partner. Yeah, that's my take on that one.
I think that's more good.
Do you want to know if your partner is out flirting too? I mean, it goes both ways. Yeah. You know, would you want to know, and how would you want to be told?
I think it goes back to that question of what your intention is, and you know, I mean, how self-disclosing are you? If you've said something flirty to someone, and it's, you know, clear to you, again, and you have that awareness and you have that ability to really be bluntly honest with yourself about your intentions, do you have to, you know, go right home, or go home at some point and say, oh, today I had this little flirty thing with so-and-so? Or, you know, do you say, you know, it's going to make them uncomfortable. There really is no danger to my partner. And maybe it's best not to bring it up. I don't know.
I would say if what you're uncertain about sharing, mm-hmm. is the fact that you and your office mate have lunch together, every day for the last 2 or 3 weeks and then go for a walk together before it's time to go back to work, I would say you're not flirting. And first of all, this may or may not be a relationship with your office spouse, but it's the kind of thing where you need to watch it very, very carefully, and you probably need to bring your partner into it in some sense. Because it isn't kind of a momentary dance here.
Right, right. We're talking about really two very different things. Yeah. You know, if it's getting that serious, and you're really spending so much time with that person, and you know, then expanding it even that, you know, again, I think you really need to do some soul searching, and I think you really then have to question why you would be keeping it from your spouse, because that's starting to get serious. Hey guys, we're down to a little over 3 minutes to go. Wanna wrap up what we've said?
Flirting is okay when you're out. Go ahead. I'll jump in.
Oh, okay. Do you want a quick wrap up?
Yeah.
Okay. I started out and I presented it in a benign kind of way as a form of play, an expression of vitality.
Right.
That it could be an innocent sort of dance, like between peacocks, so to speak.
Right. Right.
And then you raised the question of what's your purpose in flirting and the importance of knowing what that purpose is. Mm-hmm. And we made the point that the tolerance of flirting depends a lot on other issues. That flirting in a relationship, flirting within, say, a marriage in which you are extremely loving and appreciative of your spouse and the trust level in your marriage is very, very high, could be one thing. But in other words, it depends upon the legitimate security of your partner and yourself. And it depends on whether you flirt or not depends upon a lot on your own self-awareness.
Right.
Your own knowledge.
And your awareness of your partner.
And your awareness of your partner, right, and right. What your intentions are. Well, those are some points that
excellent
I remember.
Summary. Anything you want to add at the end here, Hughes?
I'm just struck by the comment, flirting with danger, and just be aware of where that boundary is for healthy relationships and not.
Yep. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, a fascinating show, and I think one where we, you know, had a little bit more, sort of conflict between us or interaction in terms of what we thought. So I hope that was great. Join us again next week. We'll have another interesting topic. I'm Dr. Jim Weaver, and you can contact me if you want to consult with me at drjimweaver.com. You guys want to put in any plugs there?
Yeah, I'll put my phone number out there, 207-774-0110. David?
Yeah. Yes, two things. One is that I have recently opened a new blog called Everyday Love Blog. Everyday Love Blog. And the other thing is that my wife and I do another weekly podcast, the subject of which is everyday love. So if you go to that blog, Everyday Love Blog, you'll see links to Blog Talk Radio and to our separate show.
Excellent. Okay, guys. We'll have Megan Jo Wilson take us away, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, gentlemen. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, in the evening we get together. Long day at work you leave behind. My bones are aching. Your back is tired. Hold me close and let the pain unwind. And we walk together down the street. We used to walk so many times alone. pocket and we listen to the cold. Gotcha.